This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Time to give shovels. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS1057 The Fan. Ed Norris will get your shovel this morning.
The critics of Eric Dickerson. I know this is going to, he's going to get a storm of this, and he has already a little bit, but he spoke his mind. I mean, you all know who he is. I mean, if you're too young to have seen him play, it's too bad for you. Still holds the rushing record in the NFL, and he's 65 now. I mean, he was an amazing player. He has come and actually spoken out against Bad Bunny doing the Super Bowl show, halftime show, and he's entitled to his opinion. So, I mean, he said, TMZ, NFL legend Eric Dickerson says Bad Bunny should, quote, keep his ass in Puerto Rico. And went on to say that, you know, he should keep his ass where it's at if he feels this way about the red, white, and blue. He said, if you don't like the United States, just get your ass out of here and don't come here. He's reminded Puerto Rico's America. He said, I know that, but it's, you know, the way I look at it.
Why is he saying he doesn't like the United States? Because of what he said on SNL? Like you guys are going to learn
he's
Spanish.
Been very critical of the United States. He sat down during God Bless America the other night at the Yankees Blue Jays game. Yeah. And he's an American citizen, obviously. Yeah, yeah. But he's been very critical of the U.S. And that's the whole thing about ICE. He's been critical of the immigration tactics with ICE and the U.S. and Trump. And
well, that's understandable, though, when you're looking at background and all that.
But yeah, can. But I mean, it's just. You're missing my point. It's being lost now because of this, because that's what people are going to say. The man's entitled to his opinion.
Yeah.
And he's saying, you know, he don't like America. Apparently, Eric Dickerson is a patriotic guy, and he doesn't like the U.S. being criticized. And he's allowed to say that. But my feel is the land of the perpetually offended, everyone's going to go after him now because he's speaking out against Bad Bunny. And it's really not fair.
I feel like if people are letting the Super Bowl halftime show upset them and ruin their day, something's a little off there, because who gives a rat's ass?
But go get another plate of food.
But I've said I don't want Bad Bunny. This is to me, this is the NFL trying to appeal to a totally different audience.
Absolutely.
Than what they have, and I hate that. It has nothing to do with Bad Bunny. It's just like, you know, dumbass. There were so many people like, put Lee Greenwood up there. Shoot his ass into the moon. He sucks.
That's the worst song ever.
And then he changed it for Canada.
He did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has one for Canada.
Proud to be Canadian?
Yeah.
I'm proud to be.
He does.
Does he?
Yeah. He's a scumbag. Anyway.
Wow, that was harsh.
I don't like Lee Greenwood. I think he's a phony, man. All right. I wanted to give my shovel to people that call in and complain about the world is stupid or anything else. Sorry, Joe. But I'm not going to do that, because if you're doing that, like, I'm not changing what I'm doing. I'm not doing anything wrong. That's a you problem at that point. My shovel goes to this woman that outed her father who passed away. Do you guys see this video yet? Dad dies. Daughter starts going through all of his stuff, and she inevitably finds what? Stash of porn.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say stash of porn, I mean an ungodly amount of VHS tapes.
Damn.
And can I just say something?
Mm-hmm.
I understand this, because what I went through, my wife and I just had this conversation. When we moved out of our house in Perry Hall to Glen Burnie, I had over years, Playboy magazines, whatever else, mm-hmm. like collecting stuff. It was sitting in two gigantic tubs.
Right.
Nobody, never been open in my house, never even looked at that stuff. And my wife's like, are we finally going to throw this out? I said, it just feels weird going and dumping out porn. I remember when somebody did it in my neighborhood yes. as a kid and we went into the dumpster
Absolutely.
And got all of it. So I'm hoping that happened for some kid out there. But this guy had, I mean, what a goon. He had so much porn. It was absurd. But she outed her dad.
She did?
Yeah, she's showing the video of it.
Postmortem?
He had him locked in these big, like, it almost looked like a safe. You know, he just had tubs and tubs of VHS porn. Hats off to you, Pop. Enjoy yourself.
Give myself a quick shovel.
Why?
The voice, the text just recorded your entire Daisy French Onion Dip commercial.
Did you send it to someone?
No, it's ready to be sent. The whole thing.
Yeah, what do you got, Rob?
My shovel goes to bad karaoke singers. Listen, you know you can't sing. Why would you come to a place where there are 100 people and disrupt their evening with that? I want to create a new business. They have this karaoke business. I want to create a business, a Sandman business, where we just have somebody that comes up and puts your ass off stage for bad karaoke. It's nothing worse than, I'm okay with karaoke if you can carry a tune. But you can't. Why are you singing? It's bad. No one wants to hear that. We're eating, we're having drinks, we're talking, and you're getting up there butchering songs. Do that at home. Do that in your shower. No one wants to hear that.
What's worse, the people that just sing badly or the people that think they sing good and it's bad?
I thought they were one and the same.
No, there's some people know that they're bad singers. They just enjoy getting up there.
You are pieces of garbage if you know you sing bad and you're doing it anyway.
Mm.
I just thought they all thought they sound good. If you know you can't sing and you're getting up there doing it anyway, come on, that's selfish. That's just being selfish. Nobody wants to hear that. Go home. Do that for, invite your friends to your house for karaoke. That'll be better.
Have you ever sang karaoke?
I've sang karaoke before.
I've only done it with a group. I've never done it by myself. I like to say I don't have fears. It's the one thing that I fear.
Singing karaoke?
Singing in front of people.
So you fear singing more than dancing?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, you should probably fear dancing more.
No,
let's go to
dance.
Mike in Bel Air. What's
up,
Mike?
Don't be upset that I can dance better than you.
Hey.
Do the hand thing.
What?
What?
What are you doing, Rob?
Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, I can definitely dance better than Rob.
Please. Please, get the video out. Let's go now.
Go ahead and let's do the two-step, Rob.
Mike.
Hey, guys, what's up?
What's up?
Not much happening.
Hey, my shovel goes to, I'm a school bus driver. My shovel goes to everyone that passes my bus with my stop sign out and my lights
on. Not only should they have shovels, they should have tickets and fines to go along with that. That's ridiculous.
Do you know, last week I had 4 people do it in one day. And it's just unbelievable. And the reason it's so bad is because Harford County alone from September to January had over 4,500 people passing school buses.
Wow.
So they started putting cameras up. And we had 250 children killed in this country because people would pass school buses with their stop signs out. It's unbelievable. So my shovel goes to all those people. People, do what you're supposed to do. To save 5 minutes, you're going to take a life? Come on, man.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks a lot. Appreciate the call. I do. A lot. On that one. And he's right. I see people passing school buses all the time. And a lot of times they come in at the same direction that the kid is crossing.
Mm-hmm.
And the kid doesn't see it. One time I was blowing my horn hard. But fortunately, the kid had enough, I guess, instincts to stop and look for themselves. One more step, that kid would have got hit. Mm. And like he said, what are you trying to say, 5 minutes on your travel?
It's such a hard and fast rule. Everybody knows you just stop behind a school bus. It's like you just don't do it. And I thought they had these cameras attached to them now.
They do. That's how he knows how many did it.
Can I say something? I might commit every infraction on the road. That's the one thing I won't
do. Yeah, no.
Is drive past the school bus.
Yeah, you know what? He commits every infraction on the road?
Yeah, he knows that.
Oh, good God. Tailgate speeds.
That's BS.
Text while he's driving.
Don't listen to this guy. What a judgy bitch when he got in my car. What a judgy bitch. Sitting over there and we're having a conversation. Meanwhile, he's taking notes. Mental notes.
Daily Line at 9:30, but on the other side, we had Cordell Woodland on. And he was saying that Zach Orr would be the fall guy if fired. Is he the fall guy or is he really at fault? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ravens defense, 31st ranked passing defense in the National Football League. One of the worst defenses in all the NFL. A little bit earlier, we were talking about Zach Orr. I asked Cordell Woodland, is it personnel or is it Zach Orr was his biggest problem? And this is what Cordell had to say.
I think it's been the players, to be honest. I'm always going to mostly lean players when it comes to the issues. They've been fundamentally bad. They can't tackle. Mm-hmm. That's their number one issue defensively right now. I can't put that on the coach. This is the NFL. These dudes are supposed to be able to tackle by now. And I get it, at the start of the year, tackling is kind of an issue for a lot of teams. But this is what we're into October at this point now, and this is a team that should be above the tackling issues that they've had. So, yeah, I put a lot of it on the players. And look, Zach Orr, I'm not absolving him of blame. I mean, he's the face of this defense. This is his unit. There are a lot of cooks in that kitchen, though. So while while his name is the one that's constantly brought up, people like to bring it up last year about how Dean Pease came on and, you know, Pagano had joined, and John Harbaugh said that he couldn't be any more involved with the defensive side of the ball. So it's a lot of people in that room. It's not just Zach Orr, but no doubt if they go into the bye week at 1-5, it's a real possibility that he gets scapegoated.
Scapegoat. Scapegoat. That means being blamed for the mistakes
undeserved,
of others.
Yes.
That's what scapegoat means. Now, Cordell said it was the players, and I agree with Cordell for Sunday, but they gave up 41 points to the Buffalo Bills with Roquan Smith, Kyle Hamilton, Malik Starks, Nnamdi Madueke played that game, Owusu played that game, Wiggins was in that game, Humphrey was healthy, Kyle Van Noy was healthy. Need I go on? All of those guys were healthy, and you gave up 41 points. If this team turns it around Sunday and they hold the Rams to under 20 points, we're going to say Zach Orr got them together, aren't we? But yet, why are we so slow to say it's him when it's wrong? If coaching doesn't matter, folks, then get rid of all of them. You're paying them too much money. It matters. When you tell me, because during this whole conversation with Cordell, I heard from multiple people. I heard they're not tackling. I'm sorry. At this point, that's not focus. You know how to tackle. You're not focusing. They said they're not finishing. That's another coaching issue. And you also, someone said, not giving 100% effort on every place. Those are all coaching. That's all coaching, Jeremy. That's nothing but coaching. Coaching is getting the maximum out of your players. So if you're not doing that, that's failing to coach.
Yeah, and again, like I don't like when, and we're not privy to everything that goes on behind the scenes. I'm sure that there's a lot of blame to go around. But like when it comes down to it, I get tired of hearing, oh no, we're doing all the right things, just some bad things are happening. We have to tweak it and everything will be fine. Well, why didn't you tweak it 3 weeks ago? Why didn't you tweak it two weeks ago?
Right.
What about before last week when you guys thought it was a layup?
Yes. Yeah, well, it's a convenient excuse. Last week you didn't have all your players. You gave up 22 points in the fourth quarter with your full complement of players. You gave up 22 points. What was the problem then? It's coaching, man. Stop. It's absolutely is. When you have players who look like they don't know where they're going. When players don't give you 100%, that's not always an emotional or physical quitting on you. Mentally, they don't know what the hell they're doing.
No. No. And again, like, it goes back to all the different pieces that you have here. And we were talking before the season that they had more talent than they probably ever had. Like, as a whole, we were I remember talking about this possibly being a generational type squad with the talent that they have here. And the only thing that could you know, kind of put that to the side would be injuries. Now, they've had a ton of injuries, but it's not the sole reason why everything's going on.
If you remember, I added coaching. Mm-hmm. When you had that conversation, injury or coaching. Coaching can get in your way. And I wasn't so much talking about Harbaugh. I didn't trust his defense.
It's tough, man. God, what a season. I can't believe you guys are doing this to us after the Orioles did
It's like nobody wants to say it. You're watching it, but we don't want to say it. Zach Orr, the scapegoat. If Zach Orr goes, he's not the scapegoat. He's not.
He was part of the problem.
So when they started off bad last year, Dean Pease came in, then they start playing well. And Jeremy, we used it as a show bit, but you were serious.
Yeah.
We're giving Dean all the credit. Dean's gone now. And the same issues you had before they called Dean back, you have. And I'm not saying Dean's a great defensive coordinator by any stretch of the imagination. I'm saying Dean at least knows what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
He at least knows. I don't think Zach Orr does.
But Chuck Pagano's there, and he knows what he's doing.
How much pull does he have?
Well, again, the stuff you're not privy to know.
Yeah,
what's going.
I don't. Like, we knew Zach Orr. I mean, we knew Dean Pease came in to be a mentor. Remember?
Yeah.
You know what we're hearing is that Pagano is the defensive back coach. We're not hearing mentor and all those things. We heard directly Dean Pease was brought in to be the mentor to Zach Orr. I don't know if Pagano is serving that same role.
Yeah. And does he want to? That, like, how involved do you want to be? Like, sometimes coaches get towards the back end of their career and it's like, hey, this is what I want to do.
Yeah, I just want to do DBs, yeah. Well, this is what Harbaugh had to say a few weeks ago about this. Oh, it was yesterday. He commented again yesterday. I'm sorry.
Yeah, immensely. I mean, you know, I would say that's true for all the coaches, you know, and Chuck, as much as all the coaches, and also different because Chuck's got all that experience. You know, like you said, Chuck he's been there every day. You know, he's into me. He's a big part of how the defense is built already. And, you know, Chuck is involved. He's on the phones. He's making suggestions, you know, on the phones all the time. It's a great conversation with the whole staff. And Chuck is a great coach, and he's a huge part of it. And he and Zach are talking all the time. And, you know, he's right in there. That's one of the reasons I'm so confident, you know, because Chuck's there. And we talked to Dean, too, just so you know. I mean, had a conversation with Dean and, you know, today, you know, and Zach has a conversation with the staff, you know. So, you know, he's watching. He's, you know, he cares, you know, so he's part of what we're doing. We got people that we lean on for sure. You know, it's not like we just, if you got people that you lean on that know the defense, that are part of this structure, that you want to get their view of it, you know, we definitely do that.
I remember that tired ass soundbite from yesterday now, because I asked the question, how many of your offensive assistants are you questioning and vetting your offensive coordinator through? Let's go to Aaron down by the airport. What's up, man?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Good morning.
Scapegoat, no. You're not a scapegoat, because if you continuously need help to do your job, maybe it's not your forte.
Exactly.
It's just not what you do well. And I mean, bring me in. I'll help them if they're going to pay me.
And again, I'm not debating with Cordell, Aaron, that a lot of helps are in that kitchen. But my point is, why do you need so much help in that kitchen?
Exactly. This is your job. This is the position that you hold. That's your responsibility. And with the tackling thing, hey, Rob, don't ding me. But Rob, you know what I mean.
I got you. Well played.
No. with the tackling thing, man, guys just don't want to tackle no more. They just want to hit you with their shoulder and expect you to fall down.
Well, evidently right now it's not working for the Baltimore Ravens because they're not falling down. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Dota Croix Encore 945 on the other side, Jeremy Kahn. I got 73 cents. Where should I put it?
Well, before I tell you where you should put it, call in now. Two tickets to see MGK. That's Machine Gun Kelly and Wiz Khalifa on June 3rd, 2026 at Jiffy Lube Live, courtesy of Live Nation. Where we go today? I didn't have a great day yesterday. 1-4. I felt like I got burned in two games. We'll talk about that. But I do have plays in the NFL game, college football, NHL, and Major League Baseball today. I'll tell you where the weather's supporting a play and a couple of prop plays that I really like in baseball and football. We get to that next here on The Fan.
And now Schwarber, a high towering fly ball. That one is deep. Hernandez will watch it fly. It's another bomb. Kyle Schwarber has done it again. And the Phillies have busted it wide open here in the eighth.
There you go. That's which one we got? Fox? Did I miss you, Joe? I missed you again, didn't I? TBS. It's one of those. I don't know what channel it's on. I have all of mine together and just there's the baseball game. I'm watching this. Anyway, that was a tough one, man, because I had the under in that game and the Phillies dropped 5 runs in the top of the eighth. Like you're this is what baseball does to you sometimes.
You gotta love it though.
Like wow. I bet people that had the over in the Cubs game yesterday where I was on the under we're celebrating in that first inning and then bitching by the time we got to the seventh when you're like, I still need a run after they did that in the first inning? Yep. So, yeah, today, and finally, I'm seeing pitchers for the Cubs and Brewers game. Before I get into that, let me start off with yesterday. I went 1-4 in my top plays. I went 4-2 in my leans. I had the unfortunate incident of taking the Seattle over, which was my top play, which hit. It won easily. And then saying, go ahead and take Julio Rodriguez to go over 1.5 bases and take Kerry Carpenter. I think they're in the best situations of all the hitters on the team. Mm-hmm. I think they were the only two guys that didn't get a hit. How the hell does that happen? How? you got two of the best hitters and they don't even get a hit when everybody else is crushing it. But that's baseball. I called the Tigers over 3.5 runs, which I hit that. I missed on the NBA WNBA championship where it just turned into a shootout. I had the under. My NHL game turned into a shootout, and it should have been a winning day in baseball, 3-1, but with the way it went with the Dodgers, I ended up going 2-2. I had the Yankees under as well as that Cubs under, which was just brutal. Now, let's look at today, because we have NFL, we have NCAA football, we have NHL, and we have Major League Baseball playoffs. So you get your little foursome here of sports, and you decide what you like, and I have something for everyone. So let's get into it. Let's talk a little bit about the pitching matchups tonight. And it's interesting because I was saying, Ed, the Phillies game is the early game in L.A. at 6:08 tonight.
Yeah.
And hats off to them for doing the Philly. Maybe they just didn't want to compete with the NFL with that game. I don't know in that market. But hats off to them for making sure Philly fans can watch their team play and then watch their team play later on, baseball and football. That's why they're playing early.
See, I'm like you. I would love to believe that they worked together on that. Mm-hmm. I instantly went to that. I didn't think about the other until you just presented it, but I instantly went to the two leagues work together and put that one together.
I hope so.
I hope so.
It's great. So we get Tyler Glasnow versus Christopher Sanchez. Sanchez pitched game one for the Phillies. Glasnow has not pitched in this series, as I talked about earlier. Two lefties to start off the series. Dodgers go 2-0. Surprise, surprise, the two best hitters on the Phillies, left-handed, and they went 0-for. They switched to a right-hander. Yamamoto's been just absolutely on one. Did not matter because Kyle Schwarber hit two bombs last night. As I've said before, I like Bryce Harper over 1.5 bases. I think this is the Bryce Harper game. I still think this game goes under that posted total of 7.5. I do like the Cubs and Brewers under. It's Matthew Boyd versus Freddie Peralta. And I'm assuming both of these guys have enough time to, because Matthew Boyd got knocked around early. So I think he's fine to come. He came out of the game after what, like an inning pitched? Maybe an inning and a third. But when we look at it here, it's going to be, I say this all the time with MLB playoffs. Everybody's on notice. It does not matter who you are. If you get in trouble, I can't rely on you to get us out of it. Now, some guys like Tarik Skubal might be given a little bit longer of a leash, but in an elimination game, you do what you have to get by. So I would lean towards the Cubs, but I go back to the under. Weather supports an under in both games, more so in the Cubs game than the Dodgers game. Got the hiccups. But yeah, it's both of those are really good spots. I like Bryce Harper, as I said, over 1.5 bases. I like Max Kepler to get a hit. He's -120, 3-for-5 lifetime off of Glasnow. Yeah, it's such a small sample size, but with a price tag of -120 just to get a hit, I'm going to take my chances. And then I like the Brewers under 3.5 runs today. As we said, the wind is blowing in. In the NFL, love this spot. I'm taking the under here, 41.5. I think when you look at the Giants, my game theory, if you want to call it that, and looking at the prop plays here, you have a situation where we know now Wandale Robinson's the number one receiver. We saw what Theo Johnson did last week. Now, you might think those are their two top targets. I'm taking both of those guys to go under their receptions. And I'm taking Bo Collins over 1.5 receptions. You might say, who? Yeah, one of the Giants receivers. The fact that Malik Nabers is hurt.
I can't believe Nabers is out.
Yeah, the fact that he's hurt. I think Philly tries to take away their two best options on offense in the passing game, and that leads to the others getting a few receptions. So that's why I went that route. And it's a scary button to click. I like Jalen Hurts under 40.5 rush yards. Let me roll through this quickly. As far as the NHL, I like Columbus and Nashville to go over the 6, and I like Calgary, Vancouver to go under the 5.5. And in college football, Kennesaw State, I think that's a good home dog at +5.5. And I like Southern Miss and Georgia Southern to go over the 59.5. That's everything I have for today. I gave it all out. There you go.
There you go. 410-583-1057. Let's go to Joe in Woodbury. What's up, Joe?
Hey, good morning, Rob. First of all, Rob, I want to thank you for playing that clip of Bashadi the other day, because once that word toy left my lips, I said, Rob going to get me with that. You know, I guess call all my hobbies are dealing with toys, you know, remote control cars, planes, helicopters, that type of stuff. But anyway, you guys was talking about coaching. And Harbaugh, I don't think he wants to admit that he made a mistake. And everything about that defense falls upon him, because he the one put the guy in position. And never in my life have I ever heard your DC needs help. He needs a mentor. Where did that sound like something in high school, man? When does a DC need a mentor? So anyway, it was his failure to do that. And one more thing, man. Me and Mr. Cunningham, we talked about how that 2000 defense was constructed. You had about 5 drafts, but the other guys were people brought in. EDC, Eric DaCosta, has never been able to construct a defense close to that, and that's part of the failure, too. And like the guy said, it is the players, but it's more coaching. They can't motivate, they can't teach, and they can't inspire. Y'all take it easy, brother.
Take it easy, too.
Good stuff.
Now, you guys are headed down to the casino?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Sportsbook. No, we're going to play some poker today, World Series of Poker. And what is it? Bounty on us, Ed, 105.7. That's what you win in cash?
$1,057 for each of us. You know, whoever.
They pay you in wampum.
Gets us out of the game.
Yeah, if you knock us out, you win that. But also, you win bragging rights. And then we take a picture with you. And it's really awkward. Hey, this is the guy that defeated me. Thanks for taking this picture.
I hope this isn't a physical game. I'm very tired today.
Yeah, I am
too. I think
too
tired to play poker.
This might be a good day to attack Ed and I at the poker table.
Yes.
Might be a pretty, pretty, pretty good day.
There you go. Hey, pretty guys, good luck to you. I hope you win a lot of money. Or I hope you get eliminated early, because that's what you want to do. I don't know exactly what you want to do today, but I hope you accomplish it.
Only thanks, Jeremy man. Knows.
Jeremy, you have on fan paraphernalia?
Yeah.
I didn't know. We got a hoodie?
Yeah. This is old. We had this a long time ago.
Okay. I have one of those.
Yeah.
I don't.
That's this is back when the company would buy us clothes instead of making us pay for station gear.
Yeah.
That's always nice. Hey, you work for us. Do you want to buy some clothes to support us when you're out and about? No, I don't. You buy it, and then I'll wear it. I don't, ever.
You're free clothes from Life Med.
Yeah, I'll wear Life Med gear. I'll promote them.
Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on the...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is a Spirit Airline flight. I got the sound for you, but basically what happens is a woman stands up about, let's say there's 40 rows on the flight, right?
Yeah.
She stands up at about row 17. Her daughter's sitting in row 38. She won't get off the plane and she's blocking the aisle until they allow her daughter to come up and get off the plane with her. This is the most ridiculous thing ever. Listen to this.
Hey, y'all moving.
She won't let us get by, ma'am.
What is wrong with you? I would hate to be your daughter and have to go home with you. No wonder she's back.
Grab our suitcase, please.
Wait inside.
You know what? You want to be real careful. Because I haven't said anything to you. I haven't said anything to you all.
I'm going to need to get out.
They won't let my daughter pass. And I need, and she, I'm not getting off without her.
She's not on the side of this
one. You can't take it until she can get up here. That's fine.
No, why they can't let her come pass?
They're trying to come from the back of the plane and get off first.
You come from the back of the plane.
That's what row she was in. It's going to be one way. It's going to be hard.
Why they can't let her pay? You haven't been on this plane long enough, lady.
I'm pushing her over. I'm sorry. If you're not getting out of my... I'm pushing her over. I'm not... Like, when we get to the plane here and you're going to do something as ridiculous, like, if you walk off the plane by yourself and you stand out there...
Mm-hmm.
She's going to be there in 10 minutes,
There's
5
a lot
minutes.
To go.
What else?
Yeah.
And then she's like... You're the one. Mind your business. It is my business. You're holding me up because you're just standing there like a jackass. And again, if you wanted to wait for your daughter, sit your fat ass in the seat and wait for your daughter to get up there.
1 minute later.
Jeremy, let me ask you a question. Going back to the first airplane story.
Yes.
Buffalo Zoe called in.
Uh-huh.
He wants to know who loses points.
Yeah, don't even ask me that.
who loses?
Don't even ask me that. You know.
Who?
You know. You. Yo, you lose points, buddy.
What?
Do you want to see the? Did you see the video?
I don't have to.
No,
I don't need any evidence. You are such This is how when you work with someone every day, you get to know them. I swear to each and every one of you, I knew there would be a 1 minute later. I knew it would be a 1 minute later in this. There was no doubt in my mind that Joe, who's the Don King of the Big Bad Morning Show, was putting that in. Who loses points?
That's a solid question.
It was all a setup. Everything that you heard before that was a setup for that.
I was going to do what's in my butt, but I don't want that guy to call back and bitch again.
Oh, man. The funny part is, before my friend texted me to ask me who lost points, I already knew it. I mean, I knew it.
Let's be real. That could have been anyone.
No, it couldn't.
That lady in the beginning, when she was like, your daughter, it should be so embarrassed. I was like, God. Like,
I knew it. Joe, it was cringeworthy. It was, because I knew how this was. It's like, you know how it's going to. You ever go out one night and your friends were doing shots, and you say, I'm not doing these shots, but they're doing it, and you do it, and you know how it's going to end, and you're just holding your. This is one of those. When he was reading it and you played the sound, I knew how it was going to end. It was no doubt in my mind. Now it's time for you to find out what we learned today. I learned the guys, Jeremy and Ed are going down to Horseshoe Casino to play some poker. As part of a promotion that we have with the Horseshoe Casino. This is their second time around. I hope they do well. I do. I don't know how long they want to be in this thing, but I hope they do as well as they. I honestly think Jeremy can go on a run. Jeremy's a gambler. I mean, that's what he does. It seems like he rises to any occasion that he has to rise to when it comes to putting money down. But a couple of national days. Today is a couple of National Pro-Life Cupcake Day. Today is also National Moldy Cheese Day. With blue cheese is a moldy cheese, right?
Yeah.
I love blue cheese.
I love blue moldy cheese. Yeah.
You know what else is a moldy cheese? Okay, when you go get wings, are you a ranch or blue cheese?
Blue cheese.
Guy? You're
all
a blue
the way.
Cheese guy.
Yeah.
I don't even know what a ranch is. What is it? What is ranch made of?
It's just the seasoning, right?
I guess so. And buttermilk or whatever it is. I'm a blue. By the way, I'm a blue cheese guy all the way. I went somewhere the other day, got wings. They came, they put blue cheese down, and they looked at us and said, no, dude.
Buttermilk, mayonnaise, sour cream blended with garlic powder, onion powder, dried dill, and dried parsley.
None of that sounds good to me.
Yeah, I don't really like
it. If I'm not mistaken, the original Buffalo wings in Buffalo was served with blue cheese.
I believe that is correct. Ranch was an add-on, but I mean, people put ranch on everything. Pizza, that's another one I don't like.
I don't like ranch on anything.
No, I really don't like it.
All right, we're going to play this game by ourselves because the guys aren't here. Former MLB baseball player Brian Downing turned 75 today. Legendary inside linebacker, bad coach, Mike Singletary turned 66 today. Annika Sorenstam turns 55 today. Former NFL ball player Dexter McLeon turns 52 today. Former Baltimore basketball legend and Maryland Terp legend Keith Booth turns 51 today. And Darius Miles turns 44. Oriole Hall of Famer Brian Roberts and another Baltimore and Terps legend, Juan Dixon, share a birthday today. Joseph, who is older?
It's got to be Brian Roberts. Juan was in college in 2002. Was Brian that young in like 2006, 2007 when he was really like
peaking? It's really close.
Is it really close?
It's really close.
I wouldn't have thought that. I'll still go Brian Roberts.
You're going Brian Roberts. Today, Juan Dixon turns 47. Brian Roberts turns 48.
Ah, okay.
So you got it right. I sent Jeremy this joke yesterday. So by him not being here, you want me to do it? He liked it. It says, please do not accept friend requests from John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt. His name is my name, too.
I knew where that was going when he started.
He actually, listen, when you send a bad joke to Jeremy and you actually get ha-ha, you know you've done well because he is the king of the bad dad jokes. Folks, NFL Week 6 begins tonight. Seems strange. Week 6 begins tonight. Baseball tonight. Phillies versus Dodgers. That could be an elimination game for the Phillies. That's at 6:08. That's on TBS. Also, TBS Brewers at Cubs. Cubs at home and trying hard to stay alive. It is going to be a big task for them because the Brewers, in my opinion, are just playing hot baseball right now. Thursday night football, as I said, week six begins. NFC East battle, the Eagles versus the Giants. For the record, Joe, for the record, I got to go with the Eagles, even though my heart says Giants. Vinny and Haney up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Friday Eve, babe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.